It wasn't a prison, but they had orders in. You had to do it this way, just. It wasn't this way. It just had a straight piece across there, and you done it this way, you know. And you bored a hole in the top of that barrel. Or either end of it. It didn't have no top nor bottom, just either end you wanted to open up. Then you whittled you over, stopping. Used to drive that, and that, well, that would get strong. That was just in you just had found open a new barrel of syrup. Because it was just like it was fresh cooked. But it would get, it wasn't a mighty big family, it got mighty strong before you eat that barrel of syrup. And, but then that's the way they done it.
What did you call the thing you might stick in it that might have something you could turn on it? What would you call it?
Let me see what they did call that. I believe they call that, I don't know what they call the faucet or what, but anyway, you opened that up and you screwed that in, and it had wooden, the first one's come out, had wooden threads. And you screwed that in there, and it made the threads in the other wood.
I see.
You see now, like if you was gonna screw a screw in here, if you could ever get it started, it cut its own threads in that wood, don't you see? Well, that's what they done with them, and I know what you're talking about. They used to have them in cider barrels. They used to sell cider. I never did drink no cider. I ain't seen none since I was a kid. But I know they used to keep it in the store right there close to the house. I've seen them turn that, but I went and bought vinegar plenty of times.
How would you make cider? Would you know?
They made it out of, I never did hear of no cider except apple cider. If they made it out of anything else, I never did know. But they had let it ferment, put it up, and I don't know, but I wouldn't know how you'd make cider. Now, I know how you make blackberry wine, peach wine, grape wine, all of that. I know how you do that. You just cover that water and sweeten it, and it goes to ferment. Now, they used to call it working off. It worked off. It just could be in a boil, you know. And if you were to let it get, well, they call it hard. It had to be perfectly worked completely off and completely set. Well, now, if you left that out open there, they call it going back. I don't know, the air or something that would take the strength out of it. They called it going back. Well, then you could bottle it up and seal it up and put it back, and it was okay. But you better not try putting none up that wasn't completely worked off and settled. I mean completely settled, no bubbles at all coming up. Because she would bust. But I'm telling you now, it would bust. Bust them bottles.
Did you ever have that happen to you?
No, but I've seen it happen. I've seen that happen. I got the best tickler fella, the fella's name, his name was Steve Aldrey. He put up some homebrew. And they had it under the house, and it got to busting on them, and they got to wanting some of it. And they got them a board. They was going to hold that board up between them and the bottle. And ease around there and get the top off. They didn't want it to bust, and, you know, none of that glass fly back in their face. And you could pull, if they ever could get the top off of it, the last bit of it would blow out and wouldn't leave any drop in that bottle.